The young hare in question was snoring in an upturned barrow at the orchard entrance. A candied chestnut was stuck to the fur between his ears. Meadow cream liberally festooned his whiskers, and traces of red currant, blackberry, maple sponge, and other trifle ingredients clung to his narrow chest and bulging stomach. He grumbled dreamily as Kruver poked a paw into his midriff.
"Gear off! It's all mine! Go and get your own rotter!"
Mem took the wheelbarrow and turned him out with a mighty heave. Skerrim sat up, blinking.
"What in the name? I say there, chaps, have a care, what? A gentle shake's all that's needed to wake your jolly old military commander. Ho-hum, what's up with you bounders all standing round with faces like flippin' fried frogs?"
Mem seized his ears and hauled him upright.
"Candied chestnut trifles, sir. Where is it?"
Skerrim transformed into the picture of outraged innocence.
"Candied chestnut trifle, ma'am? What are you waffling on about, what? Never come across one in me life. No, ma'am."
He winced as Kruver ripped the sticky chestnut from between his ears and stuck it on the end of his nose. Quite deliberately, the sea otter wiped cream from Skerrim's whiskers and smeared it along his top lip like a moustache. Kruver bore his face close until they were eye to eye.
"That candy chestnut trifle, you horrible great food bag. Don't tell lies. You're only making it worse for yourself."
Skerrim forced a weak smile.
"Oh, that one. Well, why didn't you say, old lad? I spotted it in the kitchen and just took a small nibble. Nothing too drastic, what?"
The abbot stared questioningly at him.
"A small nibble?"
Skerrim nodded emphatically.
"Yes, sir. Barely a smidgen. Don't know what happened to the rest of the confounded trifle. I expect those moles guzzled it. Small types, but incredibly greedy, those mole chaps. I say, what do you think you're doing? Out! Let me go! Mercy!"
Mem and Kruver had him by an ear apiece. They hauled him off to the abbey, with Malbon giving him the dressing down of his life, accompanied by hard paw prods.
"That trifle was to be shared out among the dibbons as a treat, with the winner of the stone skimming getting the first portion. Aren't you ashamed of yourself, depriving those poor babes of their special treat?"
Opening the abbey door, the abbot took charge.
"Thank you, Mem and Kruver. You may release him now. Right, Master Skerrim, follow me."
The door slammed behind him. There was an awed silence as the dibbons stood looking at one another on the doorstep. Ruggum spoke in a hoarse whisper.
"Boo-wur, we wonders what Sir Habit be's going to do to Skerrim."
Mousebabe Turfy had some definite views on the subject.
"Chopper off'n his tail and bath the daylights out of him and make him go to bed for 50-11 days. Oh, yes."
Mem picked the mousebabe up.
"Is that all? Letting the cad off far too easily, if you ask me, what?"